B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Florida man is facing felony charges after police said he let a 12-year-old girl drive his SUV and told her to speed because he wanted to be, quote, a cool father, even though he's not her dad.
He just wanted to be.
Yeah. Sean Michelson told the arresting officer he is friends with the girl's mother and that the girl and her friends were staying with him for a few days.
I got an idea.
He said the girl had asked earlier in the day if she could drive his Jeep, so he thought it would be cool and that he was just trying to be a cool father, the police report said. Michelson also told officers he had been drinking.
Oh, really?
The officer said in his arrest report that he spotted the Jeep make an illegal U-turn.
I only gave shots to the 12-year-old, though.
And then speed away at about 12:10 a.m. He followed the Jeep, reached speeds of 85 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone.
Uh-huh.
Before he was able to pull it over. He said that when he asked the 12-year-old why she was driving so fast, she said Michelson told her to. He's charged with child neglect.
And she's quite good, don't you agree, officer?
Here's a follow-up story. The trial for a woman accused of dressing as a clown and fatally shooting her lover's wife in Florida in 1990 has been pushed back again.
Again!
This time because of court disruptions created by the pandemic. Judge Joseph Marks scheduled the first-degree murder trial of Sheila Keen Warren to begin April 9th of 2021. The trial had previously been set for January and then moved to May. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty, by the way. Keen Warren was arrested in 2017 and extradited from Virginia, where she lived with her husband, Michael Warren. Warren's then-wife, Marlene Warren, was shot in the face in May of 1990 by a clown delivering carnations and balloons. New DNA testing.
Sad clown.
Yeah, right? New DNA testing led to Keen Warren's arrest. Michael Warren has never been charged with his first wife's death, by the way. A Lincoln, Nebraska man is facing indecent exposure charges after officers say he took off his clothing at two stores in front of witnesses. Walmart staff called police after a man in the store took off his clothes while walking.
They noticed that at Walmart?
Yeah, walking around and was yelling. Officers arrived and were notified the man had put shorts on and then was running away. They said the man was then seen removing his clothing and started running to Sam's Club. Mm. Responding officers reported that the man identified as 24-year-old Kyle Schulke tried resisting arrest but was eventually taken into custody.
I got work to do.
He was taken to the hospital and is facing indecent exposure and resisting arrest charges.
That'd be a letdown if you stripped naked at a store and no one noticed.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the point? A man was arrested Tuesday accused of riding off with a golf course beverage cart from Stadium Golf Club in Schenectady. The incident happened just before 2 p.m. as a golf course worker parked the car outside of the club's pro shop to reload it with beverages. And the suspect just jumped in the cart and drove off.
What are those things like? Are they?
Is this a golf cart?
Just a regular golf cart?
No, they're bigger than a golf cart.
Are they?
A lot bigger, yeah. And they've got coolers that are mounted onto them. Not your standard coolers. They're like, you know, commercial coolers. And they usually have cabinets and have snacks and stuff like that.
So just took off.
It's loaded with good stuff, man. I'd love to take over the beverage cart. Police soon found the cart and the suspect at an apartment complex and took the suspect into custody. The Winslow Township Police Department in New Jersey took to Facebook Wednesday to alert residents of two bear sightings and to warn them against attempting to take selfies with the bear. They wrote in part, please do not, I repeat, do not attempt to take selfies with the bear. It came along with others.
Let me do that. You know that if you push your volume button, it'll take the picture?
He can help you with tips.
See that? Isn't that great? And then tilt it. It makes it more, the composition's a lot nicer.
Other safety recommendations. They note that people should never feed or approach bears and that families with homes in areas where black bears have been found in the past should have a bear plan, by the way.
Dog, the bear!
It's like a bear watch, a bear plan that includes...
I'm wearing a bear watch right now. It's a Seiko.
That includes an escape route and planned use of whistles and air horns.
So
you need to have a bear plan.
I think, so there's been a lot more intrusions of bears into more populated areas because of lockdown.
We got a, there was a tweeted out video, Nick. You were looking at it earlier this morning directly to us of somebody that saw a bear in their backyard in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Yeah, for real.
Only no way.
And I forgot. Well, Nick's trying to find it right now, but it was
what's
pretty...
What's with these freaking jug handles?
It was tagged. We were tagged on it, and sure enough, we're looking at
Jersey. Right,
black bear. It says, hey, Preston and Steve, I know you guys talked about bear sightings before. Just had one at my house in South Jersey tonight. And that was from Colleen Crank, who had posted that. And we wrote back, holy no way. Bear watch.
Holy no way.
Yeah, so...
Bear watch.
It's making its way around. And then we'll do one more story. The San Diego County Sheriff's Department of California said deputies responded to a 911 call early Wednesday morning reporting two cars driving recklessly in Lemon Grove. They tried to stop the vehicles, but both sped from the scene. Deputies called off the chase out of safety concerns before one of the vehicles crashed into the backyard of a home.
Jeez.
The vehicle ended up submerged in the home's swimming pool. So that stopped it, but the driver was actually able to get out and flee the scene before deputies arrived. No injuries were reported.
You got a story a while ago. It was a Bentley sports car that ended up in a pool. You remember this?
Don't remember a Bentley. But
super expensive car ended up right in the pool.
It happens.
93.3 WMMR audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Imagine sending $133 to a friend and then being charged $2.5 million in a fee.
I mean, that's a heavy fee.
That seems to be the case for a cryptocurrency user who paid $2.5 million transaction fee during a trade on Wednesday morning using Ethereum, which is a cryptocurrency similar to Bitcoin, but with some key differences. According to transaction details, which are publicly available, the mistake may have been in setting the price that the trader was willing to pay to have their transaction posted to the Ethereum blockchain, a permanent record of transactions. In Ethereum, like Bitcoin, users may attach a fee to their transactions to incentivize a miner, and that's not an underage person, it's someone who mines for this stuff, to include their transaction in the next block of data. Normally, this fee is very low compared to the astronomical amounts that can be sent over the blockchain. Oftentimes, wallet calculators are used to inform traders what a good fee is so they don't overpay. In this case, however, it looks like the user set a normal limit of what's called gas, representing the computational effort.
Jesus
and here's where I'm
Christ,
lost
okay.
completely. But set the price of gas exorbitantly. 5 ETH per unit of gas. The transaction used up all of the 21,000 gas limit, which amounted to roughly 10,668 ETH in fees, or roughly $2.5 million going to the miner. In other words, it was a trade in either valued at $133 that came attached with a $2.5 million transaction fee. It's currently unknown if the transaction was an accident or not.
That seems bizarre. Mm-hmm. What I understand of it seemed to have bizarreness attached to it.
I don't really get it, but I know that somebody made a boo-boo, and it's worth a lot of money. a distillery in Australia was able to make things right after accidentally selling 9 bottles that were labeled SS Casino Gin that were actually filled with hand sanitizer.
Oh, no.
The Apollo Bay Distillery in Victoria said the bottles were sold over the weekend at the Great Ocean Road Brew House in Apollo Bay, and they've been able to recover them all. A spokesman said the bottles were identifiable by a lack of seal or shrink wrapping.
And the dead bodies next to them.
The recall was issued Monday, and the distillery said Wednesday that all 9 bottles were recovered. Because some, like I have a bottle over here of hand sanitizer, that is not gel-like. It's just flat-out liquid.
Right. And you would not be able to tell.
You wouldn't be able to tell.
Yep.
Until you tasted it, probably. And then that's about it. The removal of a massive beehive is making the rounds on the internet. David Glover with Bee Rescue and Removal made the removal at a historic house set to be remodeled in Whiteville, Tennessee. The heat map of the home looked promising, but the actual removal is what led to the massive discovery. Glover said, this is a biggie. It's a really big one. He removed about 30 feet of combs from the home. He said that's 30 linear feet plus the 15 inches between the studs. All the bees, including the queen, were safely taken to a local farm. He said as we were finishing up the removal, another swarm of bees moved in and we were trying to move it into the house. Glover said, so we were able to capture the second queen.
30 feet long.
In the swarm. So we left with two complete colonies of bees as well.
So clearly the thing to do is if you are able to get the queen with you, the rest will follow.
I guess so, yeah. Right. How, out of the thousands or hundreds even, you track down the one queen?
Interviews.
Don't know.
Interviews. I guess that's the way to do it.
I don't know how they do it. I will have to look that up sometime. Glover did point out that it is important to understand how crucial bees are to the environment.
They look a little different, the queens. They're slightly bigger.
But you've got
wings.
Thousands of bees.
Yeah, it takes effort and time. It's like practicing the drums.
Yeah, I guess so. Selling looted goods on Facebook. It's happening right now with several videos and photos sent to the evidence, the Chicago police. These people are stupid enough to put their hauls on Facebook.
Freshly looted.
Yes. One woman posted a Facebook Live video publicly on Sunday. Got about 6,600 views and 41 shares. And it showed looting at a strip mall and a van filled to the brim. In a second public Facebook Live video posted days later, a woman stands behind the videos and photos posted on her page, admitting out loud she had looted. She called out people. She called out the people that were tagging the police in the video as well.
Freshly stolen, and I'm ready to pass the savings on to you.
And defended her selling of the looted clothing and liquor, referring to it as stolen and saying that it wasn't the first time. She said, "I don't give an F about this S. I upload stolen S 365 a year. This ain't the effing first time I've done this." Okay, just all tell right, everybody sweet. About it.
Good luck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have fun with that. All right, and here's a follow-up story. I had this a little while back, and an Idaho man broke his 150th Guinness World Record by drinking an entire liter of lime juice in 17.29 seconds.
Which seemed torturous.
Actually, it was earlier in the week that he did the lemon juice. He did that in 21.8 seconds, so he figured he'd do lime juice to follow that up.
So,
with.
Does this guy piss butane? I don't know how you could. I mean, that's talk about acidic.
He says now he is done with drinking records for a while.
And talking.
Mm, yeah.
There's got to be a rule where you can't throw it up, like, within a certain amount of time.
Absolutely. Believe, right? Yeah. I believe there might be, yeah. So, anyhow. And I tell you what, we're going to wrap it
right
up.
All right.
That's what I got in.
That was damn good, though.
The Bizarre File. Thank you, sir, for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.